Newspaper owner Lorena Lopez drives slowly along Main Street in the western Iowa town of Denison, pointing out some of the more noticeable signs of change to its business district over the last 20 years.
Just in one block, we have five business, Latino business.
Immigrants from Mexico, Central America, and even further south began arriving in this town of 8,300 in the early 1990s to work at the local meatpacking plant. As they settled into Denison, they branched out into other enterprises, opening restaurants, grocery markets, clothing stores, and law offices. Latinos became bank tellers, firefighters, and librarians. The head of the Crawford County Chamber and Development Office, Don Linsman, says the birthplace of Donna Reed would have a far different appearance today without them.
If it were not for our Latino immigrant population, I'm not sure where Denison would be today. We probably have right now about 35 businesses that are owned and operated by Latinos. And if it weren't for those 35 businesses, we would have a great number of empty storefronts here.
The 2010 census indicates the number of Latinos in Denison has reached nearly 3,500, 42% of the total population. They've reached majority status in the Muscatine County town of West Liberty in eastern Iowa, where Latinos now comprise 52% of the 3,700 citizens. Some old-timers in these towns, once populated with mostly white descendants of Europeans, have bristled at the new faces. When the mayor of Perry, Jay Patti, reflects back at a time when hundreds of Latinos began arriving in his Dallas County town to take jobs at the slaughterhouse, he realizes tensions ran higher than he was aware.
You know, I used to say I don't think anybody moved away because there was this immigration. The more I look back, there were people that moved away, and I really didn't analyze why they moved away, and I think maybe that it was the fear of the unknown.
Patti says people now contact him to say they're moving to the town about a half hour's drive northwest of Des Moines because of its cultural mix. The latest census numbers show nearly 2,700 Latinos make Perry their home. More than half of the students in the Perry School District come from Hispanic or Latino heritage. Many of them are second-generation residents. When Angelica Diaz-Cardenas arrived with her family from Jalisco, Mexico, 14 years ago, she spoke no English. Today, she's a ninth-grade counselor at Perry High and works with Latino students and their families. Diaz-Cardenas says a few language barriers remain in place for some of the older Latinos in town, but she says their children are bilingual.
The students that are in need of ESL are just really small, and the students that are arriving that are Hispanic already have the English skills.
Diaz-Cardenas left Perry to attend college, but returned to be close to her family. She married another Perry product, Eddie Diaz, who a few months ago became the first Latino member of the Perry City Council. Latinos are just beginning to flex their political muscles. Denison also has its first Hispanic councilman. 55-year-old Pedro Rodriguez took a seat on the five-member council a little more than a year ago. He says he still occasionally feels like an outsider.
There is five, but every once in a while I overhear conversation that between the four of us. and I hate to really admit it, but I do feel sometimes either I'm not tall enough or other characteristics.
Rodriguez says although he faces a few pockets of resistance to his presence in city government, overall he finds Denison to be a great place to live. Demographers say rural Iowa would be suffering even greater losses of population if Latinos were not digging roots in towns like Denison. The 2010 census shows five counties in western Iowa recorded double-digit percentage dips in population over the past decade. University of Northern Iowa professor Mark Gray has been monitoring the changing face of small towns from his post as director of the Iowa Center for Immigrant Leadership and Integration. He says Latinos are helping reverse a long-standing truth in the state.
We have a rapidly aging white population. We have urbanization in the state, of course. You know, we have seen over the last 10 or 15 years those communities that have done a good job at accommodating immigrants and refugees are actually thriving.
In Denison, Perry, and other Iowa towns with strong Latino enclaves, the populations have either increased since 2000 or held steady. It's largely because of young Latinos. They are choosing to stay put in the towns where they were raised instead of migrating to the big cities like so many of their white compatriots. Juan Jose Ochoa sits in his family-owned grocery store on the south side of Denison and dreams of someday taking over the business from his parents.
A lot of people are throwing roots here now, you know. They've been here for years. I am planning to stay here and make it bigger and a successful store.
Population forecasters say the number of Latinos in Iowa will continue to climb for decades to come. They predict by 2040 there will be nearly 400,000 Hispanics and Latinos in the state, comprising 11% of the total population. In Denison, I'm Rob Dillard, Iowa Public Radio News.